Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Necessarily the views held by the network itself. Please use discretion when tuning in. Thank you.
Hey, hey, everybody. Greetings and welcome to Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers, and you guys know because I tell you every week. I get so excited when Tuesday rolls around. I just be sitting counting down the minutes because I am always blessed with the best, most talented experts in their fields, passionate people about the work that they do for others in this vast universe that we live in. And today is no different. I am so excited to bring these two up to the microphone. But you know, we got to do a couple of things first, right? So the very first thing that we do is we give honor to our ancestors, to all the ancestors for paving the way and for having a dream for us that was bigger than what they were experiencing at the time. And because of them, we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors. They got us top, bottom, front, and back. And so ancestors, for all of this and more, for what we don't even know, we love you and we honor you. We give thanks. Ashe. Thing we do is because, you know, sometimes we've been rushing and trying to get around and making sure that we are in place and on time, is that we want to just take a moment to just kind of breathe before we get into the show. And my contribution to the world is a daily inspirational message that you can find at revsandy.wordpress.com. And this particular message for today actually is entitled Love. And I'm going to pull it all together in just a moment so you'll understand the reason why the universe and the energies are just aligning everything in place for tonight. I'm just going to read a small portion of it. And again, if you would like to go back and read the whole message, is at revsandy.wordpress.com. And again, the title is Love. Love is an instant cure for health ailments and worry. Being in the state of love is magical indeed. In this state of emotions, you glow and have a sense of belonging to everything around you. Love is all-inclusive. Nothing is ever left out. I love being in love. I stay in love with me first and foremost. I simply admire who I have become. I love the fact that I have gone through the pain of releasing all the guilt and shame that once occupied my every waking moment with negative emotion. I love that I am a conqueror over all the seeming disasters of my past. I love me just the way I am currently. Some changes to be made, but I'm not waiting until every little thing is how I want it to show up before loving myself. I love me right now, right this exact moment in time. And again, that's at revsandy.wordpress.com. It's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So the reason why I am so excited and geeked up about tonight is I have a dynamic mother and daughter team. I met the daughter first, and I tell you, I have been so impressed with her from the very first moment that I met her, and her sons have just stolen my heart. And so you'll understand more of this story as we go along tonight. The one thing that really, as I read through the website of the company, and I'm going to let you know the name of that in a moment too, is that it says the company is built on unconditional love. I've not ever read that in someone's website describing who they are. That's the type of guest that we have tonight. So I'm just, again, I'm so excited. So audience, you know you're always invited to join in the discussion, and all comments are welcome, and every voice that want to be heard, it is our intention that you are heard. So if you would like to say anything, ask a question, compliment the speakers or the work that they're doing, you would need to call into the line here at 516-531-9819. And once you get in, you must do one more step, and that's to hit the one on your device. That lets us know that you want to speak live on air with us. Otherwise, you'll just be listening to the show. And so a lot of our regular listeners don't quite stay up this late at night, and so they like to come back, and perhaps you want to come back and listen to this replay over and over again. So once your line is open, and if you're waiting to make another statement, just mute your phone so that we have the best possible sound quality for those that want to come and listen to the replay of the show. And if you ever want to go back, we're closing out our ninth year online. And so if you would like to go back and check out any of the past shows, you may do that at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, and that's SandyRogers. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, Sandy Rogers Show. We are so glad that you're here. We're going to take a music break, and when we come back, we're going to bring on our awesome, awesome guest. We'll be right back, you guys.
I want love, I want love, yeah. Love is everything to me.
Love is everything.
I need love, yeah. Oh, love is everything to me.
Live life victoriously, simple, loving. Have it feel the way you wanna feel inside. I want love.
The way I feel when you're
keeping with that theme of love. So that was my nephew, in case you've not heard that one before. His name is Anthony A.K. King, and that's off of his album, Just A.K., Love is Everything. And we actually did a joint project on that. I gave some words. I didn't sing or anything, so don't get that one messed up. But just keeping with this theme of love tonight. So welcome back, everybody, to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And again, you're welcome to call and chat live on air if you would like. But let's let the speakers give a little bit about what they do first. Our call-in number here is 516-531-9819. And if you do wish to speak live on air with us, again, you have to push 1 on whatever device you're calling in from. All righty. So that's all of the necessary announcements and how we do things around here. So my two guests are from Michigan, Highland Park, Michigan. And they have an organization called the Avalon Village in Highland Park, Michigan. And they are just doing some phenomenal work up there in saving the community and building up families. So we have Mama Shu, who is the primary force, I believe, and I'm going to get her to clarify and tell us a little bit more about the work that's up there. And her daughter is Aziza. I call her Z for short. When I met Z here in Atlanta, she had a young son and a older son with her at the time. And the youngest one could barely walk, but when she put him down on the ground, he just took off running like a lightning bolt. He was just so super fast. And so I was trying to keep up with him. You know, I just loved his energy. And we have been having that same kind of playful attitude with one another ever since then. He's a big boy now. But Z takes her children into the garden and teaches them about the different plants and what they're growing, why they're growing them. And so when the community garden that we were all a part of, when it was sold and we had to leave that premise, Z built plots in her backyard. And so her children were able to learn firsthand how to grow their own food, how to survive. And they loved it, and they still love it. What I knew from being around Z more and more, that she came from good stock, that she received the top-notch training, love, support, encouragement to be able to do the things that she was doing. She had to have a perfect leader, a perfect way shore, and that comes through her mom. And so I want to bring on Mama Shu and Z and let them tell us individually about who they are and the work that they're doing, and then we'll get a little bit deeper into their story. And so let's go age-wise. So Mama Shu, would you give us a little bit more information about you, please?
Sure, I will, and thank you so much for this opportunity to be on the show with my firstborn. I am really, really excited about this. When she told me about it, I was like, sure, this is kind of cool, you know. We working together, let's go ahead and, you know, do this together. So this is a great opportunity, so thanks again. But, yes, I'm Mama Shu, and I'm the founder and CEO of Avalon Village, located in Highland Park. And basically what we're doing over there is we're transforming blight to beauty in our community. We basically just adopted, took stewardship over some land here, a vacant, you know, a blighted block, and we transformed it into something beautiful, functional, and healing for our people in the community. And so, and also we are building with the green infrastructure. So we're using solar lighting. We're using geothermal heating and cooling. We're recycling shipping containers to make like retail space and all of that. So basically we're just building a small village on one block. It's between Woodward and Second Avenue. And it's approximately 45 parcels of land and also some facilities as well, some housing that we've converted into some community spaces and everything. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're there to, and it's a legacy for the grandchildren, for the children, and basically we're showing folks how you can really do something with just a little and just stay with it and be committed. So, yeah, been having a good time doing that for some years, Sandy. Yeah.
Well, how long have you been at Mama Shoe?
How long have I what?
How long have you been doing the work there?
In Avalon Village so far, we've I started actually 6 months after my my first my baby boy became an ancestor, Jacoby Ra. And I always saw this blind light. This was in 2008, but I already saw the street and how it was really a notorious block. On the, you know, the police department was like, oh my God, it was so much. This was like one of the worst streets in Highland Park, and so it was approximately 2008 that we bought the very first piece of our land. It was 6 months after my son was an ancestor, and I was driving to work, and I was always looking at this space and just basically really manifesting and kind of conjuring up what it is that I really wanted down there. This, we need that. Our schools was closed down up under emergency management. The library was closed. Just a lot of the wonderful things that a lot of other cities have was, you know, disappearing in our space. And so I was excited. So when I got that, when I bought that first parcel, it was back in 2008. And that was called the Moon Ministry, as I'm a minister of 22 years. And so that's where I moved over there very intentionally with my family. And I'm like, you know what, we're going to build a village over here. And that was the first entity. And then simultaneously, I built the park after my son Jacoby's name. Is called Jacoby Ra Park. And, yeah, and been over there all of these years up and from then on to now, just really been building it up little by little, year by year, always something, always adding something to it, always making things better and better over there, to where right now the block is transformed almost beyond recognition of what it was before.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you for that, and I know that it has special meaning to for you to create that in honor of your son, Jacoby, so we give honor to his name as well. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Z, you want to tell us about you, please?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Mama Sandy. Thanks for having us.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So it's funny because my garden story started with the fact that I am a chef. So I went to culinary school when I was about 21. I didn't finish because I didn't enjoy the food that I was cooking. It was based upon the French culinary system. So I just did the basic classes, and then I left up out of there. And I've always wanted to grow my own food, so I started with herbs. My brother, Chinye Lu, was killed in 2021 while I was pregnant with my youngest son, Azir. And I really, really needed something to show me life every day, because this is my third brother so I just needed to see some life, because I was carrying life and then I was losing life. So it was just a very deep thing that I was going through, and I needed something to, like, keep me going. And the garden was in the neighborhood. I moved to this neighborhood because I saw that garden. I was like, this neighborhood is it. I've seen it twice now. We saw two houses in that area, and I just wanted to be around that garden. So I finally got to the garden, and Mama Sandy was the first person that I met. And she was so loving and welcoming, and the boys loved her. And after that, it was on. So ever since, I have been on a mission to grow as much food as possible and to learn how to grow as much food as possible to teach my children and my family. My fiance is also involved with me growing the food. And now we have 20 chickens.
We just got
17 chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we have 17 chicks, and then we have 3 full-grown hens. And so now everything is just is very different now. And this is 2 years later, and it's definitely growing. So we have some land here at the Avalon Village that my mother has designated for us to start farming on. So I'm really excited about that. And we're going to do a lot of food security here. We're going to learn how to do some food preservation. We're going to learn how to cook some food straight out of the garden, because I want the children to definitely know how to do that. The mothers, you know, some of the young mothers, we need to get involved with teaching them how to just do fresh to table. So that's my goal. And so now we're here at the village. Now we just moved back home about 2 weeks ago, and I'm very excited about joining the Avalon Village on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you know, we didn't want you to leave, but we knew you were fulfilling a higher calling and that you get to be there with your mom. And I know that's got to be real special, so... we'll just have to come up there and visit you, that's all.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I can't wait.
And, you know, it's such a beautiful to hear your heart stories is what it is, you know, and how the work that you're doing also honors 3 of your brothers and 3 of your sons, Mama Sue, that, you know, I get that, because in some of these larger areas, it's real difficult for Black men to survive for a number of different reasons. But I know that, you know, it was like that in Los Angeles, which is where I'm from as well. And so we must do things in order to protect our children, and particularly the young men. So thank you for the work that you're doing and the reasons behind it. Very, very powerful.
Thank you.
So you were, yes, ma'am. You were explaining a little bit about what the environment was like when you first took over, when you first had that dream, basically, and you brought your dream to life, which is just so incredible. So was there like a lot of boarded up, just dilapidated buildings? Did it look like there was no life? What was, paint a picture for us of what you were looking at.
Okay. So I'll paint a picture. The block look, as well as a lot of other areas, unfortunately, in our cities and a lot of cities, it was overgrown with blight. There was mattresses. There was abandoned homes with just the windows out of them. Unfortunately, in Highland Park, at a certain period, they were just setting houses on fire. So it was, you know, half-burned houses and things like that. It just looked like no growth, and it just looked really, really unloved. So that's what basically we came into when we got on that block. And so I just said that it was going to take, it took us about approximately 8 years to really clean it up. I mean, each of the vacant lots, and I didn't even own any of the lots yet. We hadn't even had ownership, but I took ownership and I took responsibility because I didn't want to live and our family to live around in blight. And I felt that we deserved to live in a beautiful space, a healthy space, and a secure space. And so everything was just, it was just, it looked like just a bad dream, but just like the phoenix rising out of the ashes, that's the way that I felt about the block. I saw the beauty of it, even though everything was just so ugly and so unkept and so just unhealthy and blighted. I still saw something very, very beautiful in it, and it was less like that, and it was like, wow, nobody really wants to even mess with this block. So you know what? I'm going to go over here and, you know, and see what I can do and just basically take my ministry. And that was my ministry, was basically to repurpose and revitalize that block. But it was something to look at. If you ever get a chance to go to the website and check it out, you'll actually see some of the pictures of the way, excuse me, that the block looked. There's plenty of videos and stuff from a lot of the different shows and interviews that we've done thus far that will show you just a lot of B-roll of how the neighborhood looked. But it just wasn't that hopeless to me. And so, yeah, just got over there and just start building it up a little bit at a time. And like I said, didn't own any of the land first, but then started really purchasing the land around 2016. We're talking about 2008. So then just basically cleaning it up and still running programming and just really, knowing that the village is going to materialize and it's going to happen. So just functioning and doing, we still had our camps, we still had events, and this is all while we was just still cleaning up. We were still cleaning up and making everything more safe and building all at the same time. So, yeah, it's come a long way. It's come a long way. And a lot of people thought that we were crazy, like, oh my God, y'all over there on Avalon Street was just that notorious and just had just a bad reputation. And even now, some of the guys who helped it be like that, you know, now they just can't believe, like, Mama Shoe, you over there fixing up that block, man. And they tell me the stories. Of course, they're all outgrown, you know, some of the behaviors that, you know, they participated in, you know, years ago to really help with this demise. Now just so very protective of it and appreciative and just supportive that we're bringing the block back. So it's truly been a real labor of love. And one of the things that, Aziza said, was, you know, building gardens, and she loves to do that. Gardens are very important to us. All of the boys have shrines, and they have spaces named after them. There's Invincible mm-hmm. Garden named after Chinyelu. He's our newest ancestor, Aziza spoke about 2 years ago. He became an ancestor. We have Jacoby Rob Park. That's my two-year-old. The one who was hit by a car in 2007. And then the other one was my bonus son, Peely. We call that Peely's Place, and it's like a round patch. And we have a wonderful mama. Her name is Mama Sandra. She's our garden diva. So she basically helped to develop them. So it's a lot of flowers, and everything is just so, you know, beautiful and lush, and she helped it to be that. So basically with Aziza, with her skills and what is what she's doing, and also it's part of the puzzle of what we're doing. It's just the perfect fit. You know, she has the space to really materialize and manifest whatever it is that she wants. You know what I'm saying? It's already there. All she got to do is just tailor make it the way that she actually wants, and that's something that's needed. We have to have food security, a restaurant, you know, a greenhouse, you know, those are the type of things that Aziza's family and we will be involved in as far as building up. So that's really like her responsibility and her charge, because when it's all said and done, Mama Sandy, you know, it's theirs, you know, to carry on or whatever to the grandchildren and everything. So I'm happy to be able to have children who understand that. you know, who understand that piece right there. That is very important because a lot of times people want, you know, well, I want to do this, and sometimes they want to get away from what it is. But let's deal what is important and what is needed. You know what I'm saying? And it has to go that way, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is yours, you know, so it's to be protected and to be cherished and for you to prosper and grow and have a good life.
Right, right. You know, and it's so special that the dream that you have, for Avalon Village, that Aziza could see it, and she's, you know, assisting and helping to build that, and just really have taken, seems like, ownership with you on manifesting mm-hmm. That dream come true. So that's just so powerful because a lot of families don't really have the support of one another in doing some of the work like you're talking that you're doing over there and turning that community around. What opportunities do you still face now with, you know, improving and increasing what the span of your work out there?
Aziza, you want to answer that as far as like what she is masterful in and what she wants to develop?
Sure, either one.
Yeah,
I know you guys.
Go ahead, Aziza. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I'm looking forward to is working with the homeschool hub. At the homework house, my mother has developed a homeschool hub. And, you know, my children are homeschooled. I started homeschooling my 7-year-old a little over a year ago. So I'm really excited to be able to use the facility that my mother has developed with the Avalon Village. I mean, it's so cool down there, Mama Sandy, when you get a chance. I'll either send something to you or there's definitely some things on the website, pictures and stuff of the homework house and things, but it's so wonderful down there. It's like a full classroom, so I'm able to teach my children down there and they can kind of feel like they're in school. They can have some community, you know, they can have other children that they're going on field trips with and, you know, just different things and of like-minded parents. So I'm excited about that. We're also going to be starting the Ifuru Family Farm. My mother named that farm for us. Super excited about that. We're actually doing the plans and things right now and kind of mapping out what we want to do and how we want to do it and what we want to offer to the community. However, we're definitely going to be teaching. We have to teach. So that's like the number one priority. I'm super excited about that. Prepping for that now, and next season is on and popping, Mama Sandy. So you think you saw something in that backyard? But you think you saw something in that backyard? Now we have 20 chickens, and what we're going to do is every couple of months we're going to get a new batch of chicks. We're going to be teaching the the community and the children. The children love these chickens. They've never seen chickens before. They're in Highland Park, which is in the middle of Detroit. So if I can kind of explain it to you a little bit, Mama Sandy, it's like it's just like how Mableton is in the middle of Atlanta, kind of. You know, it's kind of the same concept. So it's right in the middle of Detroit. And these children haven't been exposed to those things. And they already have such opportunities here in the village. We have the Hood Camp that happens in August. We have Apple Picking in the Hood that's going to be happening in October. That my mother has been doing for years. However, now we have the chickens here, so that's like an addition to what's going to be happening at Apple Picking in the Hood. They'll be able to do the hay rides. Those additions to the village are excellent. So we got a lot happening, Mama Sandy.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website too. The homework house is really fascinating. It's a beautiful structure.
It really is.
Yeah, it looks like it would help a child to use their imagination, you know, with the way that mm-hmm. it's
there's a studio in there.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there's a recording studio in there, and there's a music camp every summer. Mama, you want to tell Mama Sandy about the music camp?
Yeah, that's some of the programming that happens out of mm-hmm. the homework house and been going on for years. But I want to tell you a little bit about the homework house. The homework house was actually mm-hmm. on the demolition list years ago, and I just couldn't let it go. A lot of people, you know what, you should just get that tore down. What you want that old house for? And it had good bones, good bricks and everything, and I just couldn't see it getting tore down. We purchased it for $2,300, and we did a big Kickstarter back in 2016. We did a Kickstarter, and I'm like, I'm going to build a village. This is what we're going to start yeah. with, the educational aspect of the village, because one thing about it is that when people move into different towns, and if they're bringing up families, you got to look and find where the children are. You got to know where, yeah. and in our city, the schools was up under emergency management at the time. And I said, you know what? They're going to need educational, some supplemental support, because our children were being bussed out to go to other schools, because, like I said, the high school is tore down, and we only have 2K-8 schools in Highland Park. And so, like I said, they were up under emergency management. So I'm like, this is the first thing that we need to build in the village, is a facility to support the education of the children in the community. And then plus I did 27 years with the school system in Detroit. And so being an administrator, so I had it, you know, that was just a thing. And so it took me about, it took like 5 years and some change to finish the house a little bit at a time, Mama Sandy, just a little bit. We worked, and when I raised money to do this, as I raised money to do that, put windows, sometimes it was stagnant. And just because I wasn't working on the homework house, I would work on something else in the village. Sometimes or whatever, when sometimes there's certain things you can't focus on at that time. You can go and go do something else while that's manifesting and doing its thing over there, and then it's going to come back around. And so ended up getting a certificate of occupancy and all of that. Actually, 1 year to the date of my son, Chinyelu, the 23-year-old, the date he became an ancestor, on 1/26/21, on 1/26/22 is when we actually got the certificate of occupancy after building for like 5 years plus. So that was very exciting. But the homework house is there for children to come after school. They could eat a meal. They get tutoring. There's a music lab studio called Jacoby Ross Studios. There's a daycare in the basement, 2 kitchens. It was a big 2-family flat, and we gutted it, and we just kind of transformed it. And a lot of community folks and builders came to help us over time. And we have camps like Aziza mentioned, Hood Camp, which is a weekend camp. They can learn urban survival. I've been doing that for 12 years. The music camp is 4 weeks. It's 8 years. There's a lot of things that we already was doing, even though we didn't actually have the facility yet. We were still doing it. So those are some of the things that and that house has solar and geothermal heating and cooling, too. So we don't pay gas bills in the house. It is ran by a system that is heat and cool the water wells in the ground. And so,
And for anyone that would like to see, it's theavalonvillage.org, O-R-G. And they have the different hints across the top of the website. And just look at it. I mean, this building is just spectacular. And you can tell that there's a lot of quality of work that was put into it.
Yes.
It's not happily done. Yeah, that's beautiful.
It really is, Mama Sandy. I can't wait until you come and see it.
I know, right? We coming. this is so wonderful to see these type of programs, Mama, that you have envisioned, and now seeing your vision come to life right in front of you, it has to really give you a charge. And at the same time, it helps to expand your vision so that you see more and more that you can serve or have available to serve your community, right?
Yes, it definitely does. And to have support, like you said, of family and also children, my two daughters, both of them, that see the vision, you know what I'm saying, to help it to expand is a good thing. Because meanwhile, while food security, that's very important. That is something that has to happen. I have a person or whatever, a trusted person that genuinely knows exactly what it is that we need and how we need to carry out the mission. So that's important as a parent, and it's really comforting to know, too, because what I can do is that there's some things that I can focus on. So right now, that right there is a wrap, the restaurant, the cafe, everything. That's all them. You know what I'm saying? That's all going to develop up under that particular arm. It's our health and wellness piece of the village. So it's really, it feels really, really good to have, like just everything is just basically falling into place and it works. And to help them to basically prosper and live comfortably and to learn skills and be able to teach the people around them to do the same, to teach the children around them to do the same is just really a wonderful feeling.
It has to be. You know, how does that saying go? Many are called, but few answer. And you can feel the weight of that sometimes, you know, that if there was just a couple of more people, it wouldn't be as difficult. But you have done an absolutely outstanding job. I'm looking at some more of the pictures over there and the work. And I know that particularly the children really must take a lot of pride in their community and what you guys are establishing over there for them.
So yes, they are. We look.
I'm just going to add to that. What is the difference now in their outlook on life as opposed to when you first started back in 2008?
The children that we work with?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the children are, it's really been something to see. Like, for instance, the school is right across the street, the one school that we do have left up under the Highland Park School District. I was the president of the Board of Ed. I did 4 years, and I just finished up last December. But it's just really something to see some of those children come over, like when they're in the eighth grade, they would come over to the village. These are years when we're building up the village, and they would come and do community service. So some of them just couldn't wait until the homework house opened. So I served a lot of children. A lot of children came over and did community service. They came to some of the activities and this and that. And so they wanted the homework house and other things to be, they were excited about the things that we talked about that was going to be, and we had them envision thinking this is what's going to happen. And so now, they're over there coming to all the different programs and events that we have over there. We now have a basketball court over there as well. We were able to secure a Generator Z grant. It was $67,000. And, I just picked out the most wonderful basketball court for them because I wanted them to have the best. And it is just so nice. And we painted the murals with the boys' faces on. It's called My Three Sons Basketball Court. So they have that space. We were on the Ellen Show years ago, and she donated a building, and we use that as our village hall, just like a city would have its city hall building to handle community business and all of that. We have our security office in there as well, and we have space, multi-purpose space in the village hall, that particular building that was donated. We've even changed the street sign and went to city council and got a resolution to change the street to Avalon Village between Woodward and 2nd. So when you do come, Mama Sandy, you're going to be coming to Avalon Village and Woodward Avenue in Highland Park. So that was really exciting. exciting. We back in 2011, we got our streetlights repossessed, and you'll probably read about that as well. But we, along with another group called Solidarity, we did a big fundraiser, and we raised money, and we did a campaign called We Lit Avalon. So in 10 years, we didn't have streetlights. Avalon Street, Avalon Village is the very first relit block since the lights were repossessed back in 2011. We have five solar streetlights with Wi-Fi capabilities. So our block is all lit for safety and security, which is very important. If we're having all of those children activities and community coming through, doing this, that, and the other, concerts, you name it, we want to make sure that it's as safe as can be. So I'm like, we got to get lights over here. And, yeah, so we got street lights over here.
Mama Sue, I hate to sound like I just don't have any common sense. They repossessed the street lights in your community?
Yes, they repossessed them in 2011. Unfortunately, we weren't able to pay our electric bill. They were going to cut out all the lights. But what happened was our government administration at that time and mayor, they made the decision to get the ones pulled out. They left some on some streets, but all of the regular residential streets don't have streetlights right now to this very day. And so we just took it upon ourselves to, like, we're going to work, and we work with Solidarity, and they're committed to relighting Highland Park. But it's been a little bit at a time, so we haven't had it. But, yeah, they came and repossessed it. The poles got took up out the ground and carried away in trucks. Literally.
I've never heard
and so
like that.
Mm-hmm. And these lights are all solar, so there's no type of bill, and they're owned by the village.
That's good. I really apologize for cutting you off, but when you said that, I was like, I didn't hear that right. I've never heard of that in my life.
I know. That's weird, isn't it? It's just so weird. But, yeah, it's pretty dark. And even when they do a drone at the top, somebody flew a drone, it's like our block looks like, you know, a runway. We have six solar streetlights, actually. We put in with the very first residential one back in 2014. So we got six all together and then five on one side of the street, and it is on the land that we own. So all of the street lights are on the properties that we own.
Ooh, okay. I got stuck there because I, like I said, I've never heard of anything. That sounds so bizarre, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We have a caller. Let me take this, and then we can get back. I need to breathe for a minute myself. Caller 404-630. Give us your name and your comment, concern that you would like for Mom and Aziza, please.
Mama Shu and Aziza. Aziza, this is Renee. My name is Renee Booker,
yes,
by the way.
Ma'am.
I am a star and her number one fan, my garden queen. I miss you. I just want to say.
I miss you.
I follow Avalon Village on Facebook all the time. I'm not from Detroit. I'm here in Atlanta or Austell. And I repost things like I'm sitting right there in the backyard. Aziza, it sounds like this is a dream come true with the land, being able to rebuild the sustainability. And, you know, I'm all about sustainability. Just want to let you know your pepper plant just now started producing peppers. So, and everything that Aziza was doing here, she's going to be able to do there times 10. Knowing mm-hmm. that she has space now to expand. She had taken that little backyard and just did some miraculous things with the chickens. She decorated it. It looked like a playscape for the kids. It was very homely. It was very inviting. I enjoyed myself every time I went over, and I can't even imagine or begin to see what she's going to do. But what's really exciting me is hearing that you're going to do garden to table, farm to table with a cafe or a restaurant. And that's going to be super awesome because everything just kind of ties in together. So I'm elated, and I just, and you know, it's way past my bedtime. So I had to stay in here just to hear even more and even hear your mother's voice. You guys just be twinning. That's what I see. And it's really good to know that the DNA is in you.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't shy away from this if you wanted to. It's in you. And the legacy that you're going to leave for your children is just amazing. And I just wish it's something you guys need to create an SOP, a standard operation procedural manual that you can take to other cities that are blighted. Because we have them here. You can go down Joseph E. Boone, Atlanta has them, but, you know, these are the neighborhoods that end up being gentrified. And we don't have a say or a part. All of a sudden, Becky's walking down the street. That's all you know. Nothing wrong with that, but it's nice to be able to have your own, recreate, live in, and be a part of. And just to know pieces of Detroit, just knowing what I know of Detroit, I suffice to say between manufacturing leaving and the crack epidemic, torn one, Beirut or something. And I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey, so I know blight firsthand. So I commend you, Mama Shu.
And, Thank you so much.
Yeah, I commend you. That's a task and a feat. And mind you, Aziza has me online looking at Zillow and all of the fantastic good bones up there. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, again, you guys keep doing it. Grow. People listening, donate. Give, because it takes funding to do what they're doing. And thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, and thank you, Mama Renee.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys keep building a legacy. That's what's so beautiful. And bring back the family. That's what I see to see it. Bring back the family. Anthony, Aziza, the boys. Anytime they were at the garden, it just brought me it just brought me joy, you know, to actually see a family, a black family, and the man chipping in and just being there, because you don't ever see that. Even when you see married couples, you don't see the man. It's always the woman and the kids doing something. But they were so connected and so yoked that I don't know what to say about it. It's just something to most people should strive to have and be.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank
you. Definitely.
Thank you. Well, we thank you for your support. And, you know, Mama Sandy and Mama Renee, Mom, they were my my garden mamas. That's what I call them, because they taught me so much, and they don't even realize they taught me so much. They're the ones, they're the reason why you have seeds everywhere, Mom. She knows what I'm talking about. I have grit everywhere drying out, seeds drying out everywhere because I'm on my seed preservation kick. So, and my mama was like, what is all of this everywhere? I'm like, Mom, these are my seeds. Please. So they're the reason for that. They were like, okay, Z. So they gave me some of my first seeds and stuff. And they were like, all right, so now you can save these seeds from whatever you grow. So, you know, you all have taught me so much. But the reason that I am is because of my mom. You know, my mother taught me that I could do it small or I could do it big. And when I came to the garden, I had that small plot. And then I went and I did just one small plot in my backyard. And then I started to expand, and I started to grow just like she did with Avalon Village, but just in my backyard. And I just added something here or there because my mother would tell me things like that. Like, you don't have, it doesn't have to be really large for you to start off. Just start where you are. And that's what I did in my backyard. And it just grew little by little. And then we got one plot, and then we had three, and then we had four and 50 bags.
Whole backyard.
Then I had the whole backyard, and then I had a chicken coop over there, and it was on after that. So, and now I just, and when I got back to Detroit, we kind of hit the ground running. We got the new chicks, and we're about to go start prepping our area down the street for the farm, our first little part. So, you know, I got that from my mother for sure, because my mother is always moving, even if it's a little bit of movement, y'all. This lady is always moving. So she is always doing something. And I'm not even, I'm not even, like, my mind can't even fathom the things that my mother comes up with. I'm like, what the heck? She has so many things going on, and it's always something new coming. I don't even understand how she can still come up with new stuff, but she does, you know. And I'm just so happy to be a descendant of it. I'm happy to sit at the feet of her. I feel very blessed to have a mother like this, because I'm only 34. I have so much more to learn from her.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. That is so beautiful. And I was always impressed with once the community garden closed up, that you were learning from people and would go over to their homes at 5 o'clock in the morning so that you could fit everything in with your relationship, with raising your children, with being a partner, and all of that. And, I mean, you had it going, so if that's the legacy that your mom left you, then that's the same legacy that you're leaving your sons as well. So kudos to your family.
Thank you. And right, it's what you said. It's a good stock.
Yes, ma'am. Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah.
So, Mama Shu, as you're taking stock or inventory, I know that you said your training was in education. Have you noticed a difference, like in mental wellness, mental health, or mental illness, because of the improvements that you're doing, that is having a direct impact on having fewer cases of that show up in your community? Or
I would say that it has started with us as a family. One thing about my work is very healing. The things that have happened and that have transpired, a lot of people wouldn't even be able to fathom or even be able to you know, just endure. And one thing about the work is working and creating, that actually helps to help with a lot of the grief and the discomfort that the family has suffered. So when the community is broke down with all this blight, it makes you feel a certain way. Beauty is healing. Mm-hmm. And if you're sitting around looking at blight, unhealthy buildings with a lot of stuff still left in them that hold all kinds of memories and trauma and all of that housed up in those spaces, that stuff has to be removed and released so that something beautiful and new could come. And so I'm just very glad that I know that, and that is how my spirit moved. I know when to clean out and when to put in, you know, and to restore it with something beautiful. And I know that that had to come out. And so thus, when people come down the street, they it's like we don't even get trash on the block because they already know this is not where you throw trash. You know, it's
beautiful.
A vibe or whatever that you actually get when you turn the corner. A lot of folks that come to visit the village, they say that they think it's another place. It doesn't even feel like the regular city, and they say that this is like another space, and they come in and they feel that whole, so it's like going into a vortex. So folks do, they come, they sit down in the park, They go to Invincible Guards. We have a white swing that's over there. That's by Chin's shrine, and they just are looking at his beautiful garden and stuff that's stretched with all kinds of beautiful flowers and stuff. And then they sitting there chilling. We have yoga in the park. They choose to have it because they know it's a space that is comfortable and they feel safe in it. We do have security there too, but we also do. I do certain things to make sure that the energy is right, to make sure that it's balanced, and make sure that we're protected by, you know, with our warriors and everything. So that is a space where people can heal. And just the things that we have going on in the village as well, just the different activities and things like that, lean towards mental health and wellness. And actually, the department, or I would say the phase that Aziza and her family will be in charge of, I would say, family is the health and wellness. So right there, she has some land where she's going to put the garden and everything. And then across is going to be the cafe. Then it'll be attached with the greenhouse. And then also it'll have multiple kitchens, community kitchens for entrepreneurs that want to come and, you know, maybe bake and they don't have a kitchen, but they can at least, you know, rent that space. So it'll be that available. Mm-hmm. But we also have another house, two-family flat, that we're working on right now that's called the Avalon Village Healing House, where we'll have Reiki classes, where we'll have doulas will be able to have their office, all types of holistic modalities and arts of healing inside of this space. So basically, Mama Sandy, it's basically a house with it's the quote unquote village's hospital. It's this holistic care center, and then next to that, it's another garden as well. So that is all of that. That's that whole piece down there, and at the same time, it will employ folks, or at least folks that are have their own businesses in those, some of those areas, that massage therapy or whatever, they will be able to occupy the healing house, you know, and that'll be where people will be able to come in the communities. We have yoga. We have ways that you can reduce high blood pressure and diabetes and those kind of things that unfortunately, you know, kind of are prevalent in our neighborhoods.
Right, right. Well, you put a lot of thought. I see what Aziza is talking about now, how you keep thinking, you know, a holistic approach to the community, because that's what's needed. You know, you can't just do one little and beautify that over there and leave the rest of it, because then that becomes off-balanced as well. So I'm loving all of your ideas and what you're doing. And I can see it being duplicatable in other areas as well.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a piece of my work, too. I do go around. I think NBC, they gave me the nickname of the unlikely urban planner. And so basically it's through intuition. I'm not a trained land developer, but I am a land developer, though. And I do it intuitively, and I move when it's right and when things are aligned. And that's how I've operated throughout, you know, just basically building, you know, building the village comes like that. So, yeah, it's I do go around and I do do speaking engagements and I do workshops and things like that and talk to college students. They come to do tours and lectures, and I have different workshops at the village, and we book them to come, and we talk to urban planning students, architects, and different things, students like that. They will come from all kinds of places. I've spoke to Harvard students about building up neighborhoods and all of that as well. So it's been fun, and because that was one of the intentions, was to make it infectious. People need to see that they can do what they can do with just something very simple. Sometimes people just think that things are just so big and so oh my God, I just can't never just do it, because they're thinking of the big of it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You have to take that stuff and take it in chunks. And my favorite thing is that it's a big elephant, but we just take little bites at a time out of it. And for me, it's no rush. It's no rush at all, however long it takes. And so I comfortably just build what it is that we're building.
And I think that's the calm that is felt and how both you and Azisa are explaining the environment there. You know, it is chilled and relaxed and calm. And so when you have the lack of stress and anxiety, you are able to better appreciate the environment that you've created. It just sounds marvelous. I can't wait to get there. So I know I'm coming soon. This has just been so delightful to talk with you. So listeners, for those that have a question, a comment, want to know how to donate, you can give us a call if you're not already on at 516-531-9819. And then once you get in, hit 1 on your device, and that will let us know you want to speak live on air with us. But I do want to push for donations to this organization so that the work can continue at Avalon Village in Highland Park in Michigan, because we hear the sincerity, the heart, the passion of the people that are putting this in place. And again, I don't mean to harp on this, but the city comes and take your street lights out, and they had to replace them. That's not something that costs $5 or, you know, $10 or even $20. So let's support the efforts, and perhaps that could be a model for some of the other communities around the United States, or around the world, you know, can take that and do something, and duplicate it in their own local environment. So I'm just so tickled. And I tell you, I am so, so honored to have you both on here to talk to us about your project and what it's doing for not just you, it's doing it for everybody in the community. For people to say that when they turn the corner, they feel like they're in a whole different place and time, that has got to make your heart just sing.
Yes.
So as you're going forward now, Mama Shu and Z, do you have some immediate plans to do some additional creations over there, some extensions of what you already have going? Do you want to just kind of let things stay as they are for a while and then start expanding? What are your immediate plans?
Well, it's in constant motion, so it never stops. It's in constant motion; it never stops. So it's always something that is coming about, even with Efuru Farms coming about, and the whole wellness corner, just the possibility and knowing that all of that is going to manifest itself because the people in charge are responsible and passionate about doing so. That right there is something that's going to stem off and spawn off into many things as well. We do have a couple of we have something coming up on the 26th. It's called the Blight to Beauty Watch Party, where we're demolishing the last blighted house on the block. We've so far, thus far, tore down 4 homes. Yes, and this is the last one on the block, so it's a big community celebration. We like inviting people, hey, y'all, pull up a chair. We're going to pop, you know, put up a tent and stuff, sit up under it, and then watch the teardown from the basketball court. So that's really exciting. Wow. That's on the 26th at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we were able to do that with a grant from the Ford Foundation. I took a chunk of that, like, hey, we're going to do some more blight reduction, and got rid of that. So that'll make way for more garden space, and actually we're building a school there too. It's called Every Child is a Genius. So we have the four right there on that block, and that'll be across from the basketball court. So that's coming up. Also, we're going to be adding two sets of stadium size 50-seat bleachers, and as well as fencing around the basketball court too to secure that. And, we're working on some things, getting a solar battery as backup for the homework house. So when the lights go out, we have backup energy, and we, you know, won't skip a beat. And building more retail space. We have the Goddess Marketplace. That's the economic initiative for women entrepreneurs that I've had over 21 years. And basically, we put it in a shipping container, and it's off the grid. And it's women entrepreneurs come together, and they sell their they do pop-ups. And that selling season is between May and October. So, those are some of the things that are just still on and popping, and they're just getting more refined, Mama Sandy, that's all, just more refined and tighter.
I'm loving it, just absolutely. And your work is just impeccable, and, you know, with all the hands that you have in there and the momentum that you have going, and which gives you room to continue to have the visions and to create new dreams, because what happens when you don't have the support a lot of times is you get worn out and you just can't keep doing it. And so you actually stop yourself, like, okay, that's enough. I can't do this by myself. And so it's such a rewarding experience to have, like you say, your daughter's there with you. And your grandchildren, I know the boys, I know they're helping out all they can. But, you know,
and a wonderful team, too.
Yeah, man, that is so cool.
We have a wonderful team, our marketing team, our grounds, our security team, all of that. And those are it's like hand-picked, too, because it has to be the right vibe, you know?
Yeah.
You got to be, you know, it's like these should, I mean, you know, everybody hit. We don't get paid to whatever top notch. It's a nonprofit, but these folks actually, they use philanthropy. We lose philanthropy with our treasures and with our service. That's philanthropy, and that's what they do. They do that, and you know, and then we're able to compensate in some way. But they understand that because they're passionate about what we're actually doing and what's happening, and they see themselves in that whole plan.
That's beautiful. I'm impressed. As a teenager, what you're doing there, I didn't realize until you started talking earlier just how similar it was to a project that I did as a youngster in Watts, California. And it was called the Student Committee for Improvement in Watts. And we did basically what you're talking about, you know, with the boarded up homes and abandoned buildings and things like that. And we were fortunate in the sense that we did have a city government that listened. They laughed at us, but they listened to us, and they thought they were giving us an impossible mission to go and get 2,000 votes, and we came back with 10,000, and they learned to shut up, pay attention to us, you know, so it can be done. But that was back in 61, so, you know, like really long. So I'm excited to know that you guys are doing this in real time, like today, you know.
Yeah, today, doing it now.
Yeah, take it on. So let me get back to the screen because I keep coming. I keep going to your website and I get off the screen that shows me if anybody, so nobody has indicated that they wanted to ask a question or to say anything. So tell us, please, how we can get in contact with you, how we can support the work that you're doing, and what is it that you stand in need of the most?
Okay, so I invite those who want to participate or volunteer, they can go to the website at www.theavalonvillage.org. We have a donation button if you'd like to make a monetary donation. You can make it through electronically, or you can just send a check if you'd like. Also, we have a wish list. So there's on our wish list, we have a number of things that we want and need for the homework house to function. It might be range from a drill to a table and chair set for the children or something like that. And we put it on the website, different prices, and you choose, but it's a wish list to go to that. Also, if you want to volunteer, we have a volunteer link where you're able to volunteer. We also support workshops. If you want to do, folks want to do a workshop, they want a nice space to bring community together, have a class, you're also able to do that as well online at www.theavalonvillage.org. And we're also on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. And so you say the workshops and the classes that you have, if anyone want to come in and do a class, they're able to submit the required documents to do that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Go right online. Okay. There's a link, and it'll pull up an application.
All righty. That sounds promising. I like that. You know, where you're opening it up to other people to come in as well. So that's...
Mm-hmm. The homework house.
Just, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just thoroughly impressed with your whole operation. It is so cool.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Ma'am. And so when you do that last house on the 26th, what's your vision with that being gone? So now you have no more of the unsightly things disrupting the view there in Avalon Village. Are you going to build something immediately on that piece of land, or what do you think?
We do want to build a school on that land. It won't be immediately because we don't have the funding. But one of the things is for me, and the way that I process things and manifest things is that I had to remove the old. That had to go so that it is space for the other resources and energy to flow through, you know, so we can connect to it. And that had to be done. So now that that's gone, now it's going to be, to me, abundantly a flow at some point in time, but at least we don't have to worry about that. So something is going to go there. And so it is going to be a school, and it's ready. And that's part of opportunity, and all of that is preparation when you prepared. So that's that land is ready for, hey, we get a bag big enough, boom, we build in a school. If not, we're going to do it in a small ways over there, but it will be done. So,
yeah. I'll tell you, you one of those before your time kind of people. You know, you already know how to do it. Ain't nobody taught you how to do it. You just have it, you know.
What you say, Aziza?
Nothing. And she's right. I've heard that many times. People told me that about her. We always knew that she's been before her time.
That's what I'm hearing. You know.
Yeah.
Even if you don't see it, a lot of times you don't see it, and that's what I was telling Aziz. I was like, girl, you already got land. I said, you got land. It's waiting there for you. All you got to do is just do it. I was like, what the heck? Like, what do you think this is, chopped liver? You know, it's like 45 properties over here. Well, take your pick wherever you want to actually have and build your farm, you know, and build.
Mama Sandy, she just don't know she's in trouble. I want to put a plot everywhere. Everywhere.
And I know you're going to do it, too.
Mama Sandy, we already got the doggone chickens in the living room. They're in the living room in the playpen, the babies.
Yeah,
well, that was the last place I saw them was in the living room.
Yeah, that's their spot. Mama Sandy, though, she saw them in the corner, my first set of chicks in the corner in the living room, and now I got a whole nother set of them. It's the same set of Mama Sandy.
And they look so cute.
Yeah, man, it's so beautiful to see that, you know, to have the purity of living like that, you know, and for the children to be able to witness it, even for the older folks, but for the children to be raised in that is just amazing, amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is. I love it.
I bet. I bet. Well, ladies, I know you guys are out there doing the work, and your time is valuable and precious, and I'm not going to just extend this time because we normally go until 10:30. I think you said what you needed to say, and we have our charge now. We can go on the website and volunteer or donate. Check the wish list out. We can come and volunteer to facilitate classes there. And you gave us all of your handles for Instagram, Facebook, the website. And so we have enough to take action if we so choose to do so. So I appreciate from every ounce of my being the work that you're doing, how you're making an impact on the lives, the children, the neighborhood, giving people hope again, and letting them know that your thinking, your ability to have a vision is the only thing that separates them from what it is they want and what it is that they have. And so by living that example, you are really, really impacting a lot of lives, not just those that are there in your part of Detroit and in that neighborhood there called Highland Park, but throughout the world, because everybody is getting a feel of that energy. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I salute your efforts and your work, and continue to do what you're doing. And I can't wait to get up there, man. Like, I'm ready to call, jump in the car right now. But thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, yes. If there's anything you'd like to say, now would be a good time to do it. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and let y'all get some rest so you can get back up and get started on it in the morning.
Right. Just thank you for this opportunity, and it was a pleasure to meet you.
And you too. We'll see each other face to face pretty soon now.
Okay.
But
all right. Yeah. Talk soon.
Yes. Yes. The best of everything.
All right. Okay.
Thanks for understanding.
Proud of the work that you're doing. All right, you guys, we'll be back next week, next Tuesday, 9:00. Be sure to join us, and we're going to allow this mother and daughter team to go and get some rest. We love you guys. See you next week.
Bye.